aftermath of an inferno. This house was completely incinerated by the huge wildfire that ripped through Mariposa County in California's Sierra Nevada mountains. The heat was so intense, it melted aluminum parts in cars, turning them into shiny dribbles of metal. The fire broke out on Friday and quickly exploded in size, engulfing thousands of hectares and forcing thousands of people to evacuate. Dozens of structures have been destroyed. Firefighters say years of drought, extreme heat, and millions of dead trees killed by invasive bark beetles turned a small blaze into a monster.
We're in a dramatically major drought. So what you see is, immensely dry conditions, not to mention the beetle bark period that killed a lot of these trees that are now dead and standing, along with low humidity, major or hot conditions. That just made a recipe for disaster. And then, so when the fire swept through here, it literally blew everything up.
About 3,000 firefighters have scrambled from all across the state to this remote mountainous region. They douse hot spots, cut up downed trees, and build fire breaks. When there's no roads, the fighting is done from the air. A steady stream of helicopters drop water and fire retardant on burning hillsides. The work has begun to pay off.
We've made really good progress, and that's because the conditions, the weather conditions have been on our side. The amount of resources that we brought here have also helped. And also the wind has died down, so that has allowed us to keep the fire from spreading.
The cause of the fire is under investigation. California and other western states have been dealing with severe wildfires year after year, each one worse than before.
The early start to California's fire season over the past several weeks sends an ominous signal. Soon, blustery Santa Ana winds will blow through these bone-dry forests, making fires more likely to break out and harder to fight. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Mariposa County, California.